Okay, hi, we're doing the quiz review for the U.S. Constitution quiz coming up. I'm going to try to take the review guide question by question, so be ready. Question number one on the review guide is pretty straightforward. It's about putting events in order. So you're going to be given all of those events on your review guide, but all jumbled up, and you just have to go ahead and put them in order on a timeline, no dates. They're in the order that you need to use them on the review guide, so maybe create some flashcards and mix them all up and then practice putting them in order. The second question has to do with the blueprint, and so I would suggest using the timeline and the ticket to leave that we did in class in order to do that, and I would also go to the announcements page and find on the announcements page the thing about the U.S. Constitution quiz, and then on there, just click to download the list. On the quiz, you're going to need to talk about how a constitution is just like a blueprint, and it's helpful to have the list to practice writing. So write a couple of sentences, use a couple of those examples there. For example, you might say something like, a blueprint was allowed to be changed. You can add an addition or something like that. And the U.S. Constitution has been changed 27 times. There's 27 amendments to the Constitution. Something like the blueprint can tell you about the different parts of the house and what they're used for. You know, right here is the bathroom, right here is the kitchen. The Constitution tells you all about the different branches of government, the three branches, and the function of each branch. Third question on the review guide, what does the term check mean? Check means to limit, specifically to limit the power of another branch. Number four, this is where you have to go back to your blue book and think about what Obama and Sonia Sotomayor and the Judiciary Committee and all those things have to do with checking. If you remember, checking has to do with how one branch limits the other two. So in this case, we're talking about the executive branch when we talk about Obama. We're talking about the legislative branch when we're talking about the Senate and the Senate Judiciary Committee. And we're talking about the judicial branch because that's the branch that contains the Supreme Court where there is a vacancy. And that's what Obama is trying to do is fill that vacancy with Sonia Sotomayor being the nominee. So if you look at your notes, you'll see that when President Obama decides that he wants to nominate Sonia Sotomayor in May 2009 for the Supreme Court vacancy, he's checking the power of the judicial branch because the judicial branch can't choose their own people for the Supreme Court. It's up to the executive branch to do that. So that's executive branch checking the judicial branch's power. Secondly, when the legislative branch, that is the Senate and House of Representatives, in this case we're just talking about the Senate, when the Senate Judiciary Committee and then the whole Senate votes on whether or not they're going to confirm President Obama's nomination, they're checking the power of the executive branch because they're not just allowing President Obama to choose whoever he wants to for the Supreme Court. They're saying, we're going to decide if your person that you think is going to be good is actually going to be good. And if we vote yes, then they become the Supreme Court justice. If we vote no, then you have to pick somebody else. So that's question four. Question five is about drawing the diagram. And we did that practice in class, so I think you'd be all set. I would just go back and review the reading, which is sketching your way through our national government. I would make sure that I could draw a diagram, something like the triangle diagram or another one, label each of the three branches, say what each branch does, and who's in each branch. So basically you would say the legislative branch writes the laws, and that's Congress, which is the Senate and House of Representatives. The judicial branch, which is like the Supreme Court, they interpret the laws. The executive branch, that's like President Obama and Vice President Biden and all the other departments and corporations in the executive branch, and they carry out the law. So that would be plenty of information for question number five. Question number six, three levels of government in our country. We have local, we have state, and we have national. And the last question, number seven, federalism is the sharing of power between the state and the national government. And this is something that was put in the Constitution from the very start, and it's how the state and national governments cooperate, how they can balance each other's power. Sometimes they have powers that are shared. For example, both levels of government write the laws and collect taxes. And sometimes they have unique powers. So the national government prints money and they can declare war, whereas the state government, they're solely responsible for passing marriage laws and conducting elections, specific things like that. So I hope this was helpful in going through the review guide, and just make sure that you're practicing and you do your work on separate paper or send it to me as a Google Doc for the day of the quiz. Okay, do your best.